Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Ravens got beat down in the second half of a 32-14 loss to the Bengals. Let's talk about it now with Brian Wacker, who covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Sun. He joins us courtesy of the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. And Brian, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. Hope you had a happy Thanksgiving. This defense, which had a run of games where they didn't give up 20 points, and then the levee broke in the second half against Cincinnati. So with all that, just how good do you think this defense is?
Well, I never thought this defense was great. Like, you know, you can look at the first half of the season, and obviously they've made some big strides since then when they were, you know, the first 5-6 weeks of the season, the worst defense in the NFL. Now, they've certainly not been that over the past month or so, but I think you also have to look, guys, at the quarterbacks they played in that span. I mean, certainly that can't just be glossed over. You're talking about Tyrod Taylor in the Jets game. You're talking about Dylan Gabriel / Shedeur Sanders in Cleveland. You're talking about J.J. McCarthy. Before that, you're talking about Tua Tagovailoa. Before that, you're talking about Caleb Williams, and that win is actually aged quite nicely, sort of like a fine wine looking back on it. You know, and then certainly, you know, Matthew Stafford – as well, I think that was a very impressive performance to only hold that Rams team, you know, to 17 points, albeit in a loss. So to me, this is, look, Joe Burrow, you know, I didn't think he was great in the early parts of that game. We also have to remember he hasn't played football in a couple of months. So to me, you know, once he kind of flaked off that rust, I mean, look, you're playing one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL and a guy who shredded this secondary last year, as everyone remembers, both in Baltimore and in Cincinnati, two games that the Bengals easily could have and probably should have won. And, you know, Ja'Marr Chase plus Joe Burrow, that's a tough combination for any defense, and especially this defense, which to me is, you know, look, it's, I would say it's an above average defense. Is it a top 5 or 10 defense? I don't know about that.
Well, Brian, with all of that, they're facing a 42-year-old quarterback on Sunday and a struggling Steelers offense. Do you expect this to be a bounce-back spot for this Ravens defense?
You would certainly hope so, given the extra rest, you know, the extra few days off. To your point, playing a banged-up Aaron Rodgers, you know, a Steelers offense that frankly has not been very good at all and was really ugly against the Bills on Sunday. That said, weird things happen when these two teams play. I mean, you guys know this. And who knows what to expect. You know, I certainly wouldn't be shocked if the Steelers defense bounced back with a big game. You know, these two teams, division rivals, longtime adversaries, these things are always physical and tight and close for the most part. So I would not be shocked to see the Steelers play better. But, it would be surprising given that sort of mini bye off a really disheartening home loss to the Bengals, if the Ravens can't come back with a better defensive effort, certainly.
Things aren't linear all that often in this league. And so I guess you have to be wary of thinking about things in stretches. But like a year ago at this time, it's a generational offense. And Bateman's having far and away the most impact he's ever had in the NFL. And Zay has blossomed. And whenever Andrews is banged up, likely takes over. And anybody could be the star at any given moment. And now we're at a point where I can't help but think about this offense, not just in terms of triaging it together this year, but like, what does Monk's symphony look like next year? Like, I feel like the offensive line, there's going to be a lot of churn there. Like, at least one of the tight ends won't be back. You can't guarantee that either will. Bateman, I don't really know where that thing stands, but it doesn't seem to be in a great spot. Like, Zay will get paid, but like, I'm looking at the overall tapestry of this and saying, okay, we know Lamar himself is usually good for 10 wins, but like, I just feel like there's a lot of questions about them, not just in the present, but looking at this thing moving forward and wondering if they're going to be able to get back to what we saw a year ago.
Well, yeah. Look, Eric Costa, often likes to talk about, he doesn't look at windows, of opportunity. He likes to sort of always have an open window when it comes to opportunity to compete for a Super Bowl. But to your point, I mean, they've got a couple of dozen free agents, guys who are scheduled to be hit free agents this offseason. So how that plays out, we have no idea because, not a free agent, the biggest factor in that equation, of course, is Lamar Jackson and contract negotiations. Yep. Is due to have a massive, $75+ million cap hit next year that they simply can't afford. So, they'd like to get that deal reworked and lower that cap hit, and that'll certainly impact free agency. Now, if that doesn't happen, that's going to be a big problem when it comes to free agency and trying to piece this thing together, both with the, young guys they've got. Certainly they will lean on that. Draft picks, they're going to have to hit on some of those guys. And then obviously guys that they bring back. And with respect to the offense, you're right. This is an offense that you've got Derrick Henry, you've got Zay Flowers, Rashad Bateman, the tight ends, who knows what's going to happen there. A lot of question marks, I think, beyond this year. So, this is a lot of people thought this was the year, hey, they're going to break through, self-included, by the way. Yeah. That was my prediction. But clearly it hasn't worked for a bunch of different reasons with this offense. And it'll be fascinating to see what that looks like going forward because, certainly another year of this wouldn't really cut it.
Talking with Brian Wacker, it's Inside Access here on the Fan. Brian, let's finish with Lamar Jackson and the right now with Lamar Jackson because, quite frankly, he hasn't been good the last 3 weeks. And whether it's injuries or mechanics or a combination of things, like, what is your confidence level that we will see some semblance of the good Lamar Jackson again this season?
I mean, I think we'll see it, but the question is, can we see it from start to finish of the game? I think we've certainly seen it in spurts. We've seen it in halves. You look at that Miami game, it's probably the best example in the second half of that game.
Yeah.
Four touchdowns, a near-perfect quarterback rating. But even early in that game, understandably, he was a little, looked a little rusty and out of sync. And coming off that, the 3 weeks, 4 weeks off and with the injury, the hamstring injury, but I don't know. I think we'll certainly see him. We'll see those moments with him, but I think that's the biggest problem. The biggest question is that we have not seen it really from start to finish in a game, probably since week one against the Bills. I thought the Minnesota game played extremely well managing that game and kind of, doing all the things you kind of like a quarterback to do in a difficult environment against a pretty good defense and all the problems they present. But other than that, it's been really choppy, and I think that's probably going to continue. But he's also that good that it could flip on this Sunday. So who knows?
Brian, Justice Hill, he's been an underrated player for the Ravens for a while now, on IR due to a neck injury, so he's going to miss at a minimum the next three games. How big of a loss is Hill in this stretch?
Well, it's a loss, certainly. Pass protection is one of the areas that he's been a key member of this offense, and, a receiving threat out of the backfield. Now, look, I thought Rasheen Ali did an okay job this past week, but the bigger question a lot of people have been harping on, of course, is the running game and Derrick Henry. You look at this past week's game and Rasheen Ali out-snapping Derrick Henry, which is pretty unusual, certainly. So, but look, you're right, that's a blow because he's an experienced guy. He can run the ball, somewhat effectively. He can catch the ball out of the backfield. He's third down back who knows how to pass protect and has seen a lot and has a lot of experience. So, Rasheen Ali, less experience. So anytime you have that kind of dip, there's going to be a little bit of a fall off. But I think the bigger question is probably just, what kind of carries is Derrick Henry going to get going forward? And certainly I think you'll see, you would hope that he would get a good number of them against the Steelers run defense this past week that just got completely gashed by the Bills.
Brian Wacker covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Sun. Brian, always great, man. Thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Always a pleasure. Thanks.
Coming up next, we'll hit the league at large, and we'll recap Monday Night Football. Patriots win. Just how good are they? Plus, the Steelers have made a couple of moves, so we'll get you an update on that. And the Ravens have announced a couple of guys returning to practice. It's league at large next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Well, we're not done. We're not satisfied. I think champions are never satisfied. I think you can appreciate where you are, but at the same time, never be satisfied or complacent. And the fine line between rest and recovery and, you know, just being sedentary. So there's a fine line of what we have to do to be able to come back a year, understand that just because you have a bye, it doesn't mean you're guaranteed some victory the next week in this league. You know, teams are 16-12 coming off a bye this year. So obviously the bye doesn't guarantee anything.
That's Mike Vrabel after the Patriots beat the Giants last night, 33-15, in a game that probably wasn't that close. The Giants are not a good football team. Jackson Dart, it's fun to watch, gets killed at the sidelines about once a week, and their kicker did something I don't know that I've ever seen before. Alas, yeah. The Patriots have not lost since losing to the Steelers weeks and weeks ago. They were 1-2. They're now 11-2. How good?
They also lost to the Raiders.
Yeah, that was fun. Week one. Yeah, that was fun.
That was the highlight of the Pete Carroll regime.
Hey, generational hire. So how good is this Patriots football team?
They're really good at winning football games, and that's the most important characteristic to have. And I think this game showed it again. And what I like about the way they do, there's an economy to how they win. They don't kill themselves. Like they find a way to grab a hold of these games, and then they find – it's not like a coasting speed to where you think they're going to blow it. But Vrabel just knows how to manage so many different situations that I think he allows the quarterback to just take some layups. He doesn't make them do too much. I think you're going to see his legs become a factor in the playoffs the way they haven't had to be in the regular season. I feel like they just have this way of hitting about 70% and just deadening a game and doing enough to keep it far enough out of reach, but you know, not have to sprint for 60 minutes. The quarterback throws a beautiful deep ball. I don't love any of their pass catchers individually. They all look good in this. At any moment in time, they all look good in this offense. I don't think any of them can carry an offense. I don't think any of them's a number one anything. No number one tight ends, no number one wide receiver. But collectively, because this quarterback is so good, you know, they all have the ability to be a playmaker in the offense. Defensively, Christian Gonzalez is a stud. They call a good game. They're very well coached. They stay in position. You don't see individuals freelancing. You don't see guys putting themselves before the team. You don't see a lot of stupid penalties out of the defense to put them in bad situations. They look like a Mike Vrabel team. They took to him immediately. The late bye is going to be perfect for them. That's going to be a pretty fresh team by the time the Ravens play them. Now, how much they're going to have to play for, and does Buffalo stub their toe again? And I don't know. But look, I think they're holding Henderson back. Like I think Henderson is a guy who could catch, who could run 10 times, 12 times. I don't know if he's going to run a whole lot more than that because Stevenson's involved and the quarterback's legs are going to be involved in must-win games. But if he can catch 5 to 7 balls and run it 12 to 15 times, I think he's going to help them do exactly what Vrabel wants to do. Possess the clock, churn it up, shorten the game, and then boom, play action deep shots off of that. And May, like Tannehill, throws a hell of a deep ball. When Tannehill first got to Tennessee, his legs were a big part of the equation. Like there's a lot of similarities. And if they have a good offseason, they add a blue chip pass rusher of some sort, the Bills are gonna have a hard time getting that mantra back.
Oh, this is going to be a team that's going to be here for quite some time, and in large part because of Drake May, and Vrabel, of course, is a hell of a coach. But I'm very interested in seeing how they do in the postseason, because everyone's knocking the schedule. They've won 10 straight games. Guys,
yeah,
I don't care
who they're playing.
Dude, they were 4-13 last year with a 1-and-done Gerard Mayo. They were 4-13 the year prior with Bill Belichick. Yeah. They've won 10 straight games.
I don't think any team in NFL history has had back-to-back seasons where they lost 13 or more and then reached 10 wins as fast as these guys in the third year.
I can't imagine.
Like, I'm pretty sure it's never happened.
And they spent a lot of money this offseason.
Oh, yeah.
Is it Milton Williams?
But they spread it around. It's not like it was three guys who got the bulk of it and everybody else was a million. I thought they did a great job at finding mid-tier guys who were going to fit their culture and fit what Vrabel's looking for.
They had a lot of money to spend, too. They were way under the cap.
Well, the owner was catching a lot of heat because he's not spending money since. He wasn't. That's part of the reason Brady left Tampa. He's like, whoa, Where are my pieces?
And also, Drake May's on his rookie contract, yes. So you have a lot of money to play with.
A couple of moves to catch up on, and we mentioned earlier that the Steelers had released Darius Slay. They brought Asante Samuel Jr. up to the active roster, signed to the active roster. They have also claimed Adam Thielen off waivers. The Vikings waived him yesterday. So the Steelers,
the old get older.
Yeah, adding some youth and vigor to that roster.
Yeah. I mean, look, both these teams, the Ravens and the Steelers, have a lot of issues. They seem to kind of be on fumes a little bit, which is not how you want to look. Coming out of Thanksgiving,
I'm assuming Rodgers wanted Thielen. Like that's probably, even though they never played together, but opposite in the same division for several years.
Throw him a bone, shut him up. Hey, we're trying.
Yeah,
Thielen. I don't think he's going to do anything. No, but like what they have isn't working either. So adding another piece, albeit an old slow guy. I mean, look, how far is Rodgers going to push the ball downfield anyway? So that's really like you know. Move the chain slot guys is really all they have room for anyway.
Ravens have announced that Tavius Robinson and Ardarius Washington have returned to practice. They've also signed former Raven William Kwenku and running back Jonathan Ward to the practice squad. So they've made some moves themselves. There's no media availability if there was a practice, but it sounds like Tavius Robinson and Ardarius Washington were there. And it also sounds like while there'll be a ramp up for Ardarius, that Tavius Robinson could be back sooner rather than later.
I mean, the more the merrier. It's does Ajabo stay on this roster all year?
He shouldn't.
Yeah, when Tavius gets activated.
He shouldn't.
It was a healthy scratch Thursday. Yeah. Now Carl Lawson's on the active roster.
Coming up next, time to have some fun. It's Bounce Back, Fall Back, Bone Host. It's next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Let's go back to last week before we look ahead. Maryland covers the 14.5 against Gonzaga. They did not. They lost 100-61. Both of you guys fell back. Jason, you said they lose by 23 or more and give up 95 or more points.
Yeah, nailed that.
They did nail that. Joe Burrow threw for over 800 yards in two games against the Ravens last year. He throws for over 250 in his return. He did, 261. Jason bounced back, throws for 279. Ken, you bounced back as well. Ja'Marr Chase had over 400.
Where did he end up throwing for?
261. Yeah. You had 279.
Yeah.
Ja'Marr Chase had over 450 yards receiving versus the Ravens last year. He goes for over 80 Thanksgiving night. He did. Got a 110. Both you guys bounced back. Jason, you said 85. Ravens hold the Bengals to 24 points or fewer. They did not. 32. Jason fell back, said the Bengals score 30. Ken, you fell back as well. Lamar Jackson throws for over 200 yards and completes over 60% of his passes. That was the hook. He threw for 246, but a 53.1% completion percentage. That's a fallback. You guys both bounce back. Derrick Henry averages over 5 yards per carry. He did, not many carries.
No.
10 carries for 60, had a run of 28, the touchdown run on the opening drive. Jason, you fell back, said 4.7. Ken, you bounce back. Ravens tight ends combined for over 80 yards. They blew by that, 159. Both you guys bounce back. Ken with the dub, 6-5. Ken with the dub, 6-5. Maryland set to take on Wagner tonight. All of these numbers, courtesy, of course,
Book of Bomb. Book yeah.
The official bow, the official
Book of Bounce Back Fallback.
Yes.
Yeah.
Maryland, 21.5 point favorites tonight, Ken. They cover that spread.
Well, I don't know if you know this, Bum, but Wagner's got a better net ranking than Maryland does currently. But man, I just have no idea what this, like, who they are, what this looks like. I'll fall back, Bone. I say they win by 15.
15.
Yeah, I think this could be a little sweaty for a little while. I think it's more like a 12-14 point win. So that's a lot of points to lay.
12-14. So you both fall back. Let's go to Ken Sixers taking on the Wiz tonight.
Nobody beats them.
They're 13.5 point favorites. Jason, the Sixers cover.
Wiz beat the Bucks last night with Greeky Freaky in the lineup. You know,
Freaky.
He didn't look like Greeky Freaky. He wasn't the Greeky Freaky from over the weekend when he came back in back-to-back games and damn near had triple-double in both of them. I have not looked at the injury report since
last night.
Drummond only played 6 minutes in the last game. And Bede played like 22 and didn't look very good.
No, I didn't.
Oubre's out. The Wizards are playing with a little life now. Bone, I'm going to say that this is a one-possession game in the final minute.
So that is a fallback. One-possession game in the final minute. I'm assuming no overtime, right? Because it could be a one-possession game.
And then blow out in overtime. Yeah.
Who knows? I don't know.
But it's a very good point, Bob.
Yeah, thank you.
The Sixers not covering.
Okay. As a fallback for those at home, Ken.
The Wizards are live to win this game, and I don't think they lose by more than 3 to 5 points.
Wizards are live to win this game. Ken.
That way, Ben has informed me that Paul George and Andre Drummond were at shoot-around today. So maybe they are going to play. Man, I don't know how to feel about the Sixers. You know what? I'll bounce back.
Nice. Let's go to your favorite player, Ken, Derek Queen. They're taking on the Timberwolves tonight.
Not as much as some people in this room.
I love Derek Queen.
Queen goes over.
Debatable.
21.5 points, rebounds, and assists tonight against the T-Wolves. Ken.
You know what, Bum? I'll bounce back.
Nice. Jason?
Bum, put me down for 18 points.
18 points.
For Derek Queen, so you figure out the rest.
He could have one and one, and that's 20.
You want the full score? Okay.
Yeah, please.
18 points.
Okay.
Six rebounds. Four assists. He knows how to pass the ball.
He does.
Celtics, they are hosting the Knicks tonight. They are 1.5-point favorites. Jason, the Celtics cover that.
Knickerbocker's been pretty good lately. Had a real good month in November. Celtics have improved since the beginning of the year as well. This game is in Boston?
Yes,
didn't do a lot
correct.
Of work on this game.
In Boston.
I'm going to say the next one.
as a fallback, Ken.
What's the number, Bum?
1.5.
Celtics so by 1.5? So yes. Pretty much a push.
Pick them,
yeah. Celtics are at home, you say, Bum?
They are.
I'll say the Celtics win this basketball game. I'll bounce back.
Let's get to Thursday night football.
It's a good one.
High total. Cowboys-Lions game goes over 54.5 points, Ken. 54.5 points.
It's rising.
It's a lot of points.
I love the Cowboys' offense and I don't hate their defense anymore. They can get after you. It's been better of late. I'll tell you what, Brian Schottenheimer's done a heck of a job with that football team. I did not see that coming.
Me neither.
I love the Lions' offense. I do not like their defense. I'm going to bounce back. It goes over. Bounce back.
All right. Jason?
I should have jumped this already on one bet. I didn't. I wanted to go over 53. I think it's 30-24 Dallas. Like, I think it's 54 points.
So it's a fallback.
Got to go with my gut.
30-24 Dallas. I'm going to write that down. I do have a point spread question later. But Jahmyr Gibbs, his rushing total, 75.5 yards. He goes over that total on the ground.
Dallas only allowed 4.0 yards per carry the last 4 weeks, 82 a game. Now, part of that's been because teams didn't run that much because they've been shootout-type games. I'm worried about the Lions' offensive line. Gibbs is a special back.
No Frank Ragnow.
I think
he Gibbs, tried. He gave it a go, Bone.
I bet you Gibbs shows up in the screen game big. I mean, not that that's some revelation. I'm going to say he doesn't have as many explosives here, and maybe they get Montgomery in the mix a little bit more. So I don't know. I'll say under.
Fallback, no 69. That would be a... Don't
what's,
force it.
What's the number?
75.5.
I'm going to bounce back, Bone. I think that he had a slow game against the Packers. He's going to have a couple of explosives in this one.
Dak Prescott's passing total, 265.5 yards.
That's a lot.
He goes over that, Ken.
Bounce back.
They
got two great receivers in the Lions. They just put Arnold on IR. Like, their secondary's in shambles.
Yeah, I think Dak, for me, is in play to throw for 300 with three tutties. I think it could be that kind of day for Dak.
Throw for 300 and three tutties.
Tutties.
I'm going to write down tutties.
Should.
I did. Yeah. And you already said, but Lions cover the -3. Jason, you are falling back. You said Cowboys win outright. Ken?
I'm trying to think of how we went so far. Do I need to play the game? Because I would lean Cowboys.
Differed. Quite we a few have? Times, actually.
Okay. Yeah, then, yeah I think the Cowboys win this game. So, is that a fallback?
That is a fallback, yes.
Yeah. Coming up next. As what?
You dropped my pen.
Oh, wow. That elicited
that
response?
Is that your stitches?
Oh, it was the stabbing. Yeah. It was the dropping.
Yeah, okay. No.
You should have led with that.
Yeah.
Coming up next. Maryland's got themselves a basketball game tonight against Wagner. We'll preview next here on The Fan. So that's Buzz Williams, and he was talking about playing the scouting report and their conference identity. Conference play starts Saturday at Iowa. They do have a...
Starts tonight at East Lansing. Iowa at Sparty.
Yeah, but for Maryland it started. Yeah. So they got a warm-up before then as they take on Wagner tonight. And coming off that trip to Vegas where they beat UNLV, a horrible first half. They play well in the second half, and then they just get their butts kicked by Gonzaga and Alabama back-to-back late nights. I don't know what to expect from Maryland as they take on Wagner tonight.
Yeah, I don't really either. It doesn't sound like Buzz still does. And again, I think he's sort of threading this needle of there's so much new. I'm coaching in this conference for the first time. I brought a couple kids with me, but it's a complete startup. It's not like he has previous ties to the school as an assistant or as a player, right? Like there's a real newness to all of this. And they've played a pretty tough schedule that the old guy, the other coach put together, who's now at Villanova, and they've had to play through it. And, they took their lumps, out in the desert at that tournament for sure. Look, a win's a win at this point. I mean, I think it'd be great if they could get to the NCAA tournament, and losing a game like this would be fairly devastating in that regard, because I got news for you. The wins in conference are going to be this conference is ridiculous.
Well, to put it this way, they got thumped by Gonzaga, lost by 39. Gonzaga got demolished by Michigan,
by 40.
Who they're going to play
by
2 weeks. Granted, it's a home game, but still, that's just part of it.
Yeah, I mean, I think, I don't know, 5 of the 15 to 18 best teams in the country might be in this division, might be in this conference.
Indiana looks really good early. Obviously, Purdue is very good. USC old friend Rodney Rice looks decent early. Obviously, Sparty. Yeah, this
UCLA's
Illinois.
UCLA is not going to be a pushover. No. Sparty looks real good.
Yeah,
like
Illinois's got all those Eastern European kids.
Yeah, like I think it's, you know, winning on the road is going to be, it's going to be fairly brutal. So, yeah.
It gets back to, and we've been saying it a lot, you got to be realistic about this team this year. And Gonzaga and Alabama, they're two very good teams, obviously, but you saw the talent disparity, the depth disparity there, and it's going to be a tough year. You're hoping for some of those bright spots and some guys that you can kind of dream on moving forward, but this kind of is what it is.
You can disagree with me if you want, but I look at basketball. He comes in and the cupboard's completely bare and he's on the fly. He's got to put a roster together. He's got the third ranked recruiting class in the country coming in next year. Hit the portal hard.
Yeah.
I kind of still feel optimistic about Buzz Williams moving forward.
Yeah, no,
but on the flip side, I don't feel the same optimism for the football program.
Well, that's
apples and oranges.
Yeah, so like at least I feel, because I've seen him have success at other big programs and he's got that recruiting class coming in, like I feel like the future is bright, even though the present is not.
I kind of go back to, and Jimmy Sunshine's going to join us at Towson tomorrow, but when Jimmy was in studio with us, what was it, 2 weeks ago at this point, and he's Jimmy Sunshine. It's in his name.
Yeah.
But he was more so
that's
talking,
his birth name,
hey,
by the way.
Second year under Buzz, like he kept bringing that up a lot. You kind of got to take a little bit of a long.
Can they scrap and claw their way to 18 wins and give us at least, you know, some, have us on the edge of our seats about maybe a bid coming to the big dance? Like, I think that's about as good as you could hope for. And I don't see them getting to that number unless you take care of the Wagners of the world and maybe don't have to exert yourself like you did against the Mount to do it, because things are on the precipice of ramping up.
They better be prototypically Buzz in that they win games they're not supposed to win lately.
Well, they've done it once.
Yeah, yeah. But Marquette now doesn't look as good as we thought.
That's fine, but I mean that's a pretty good win. Like, you lose your best player in the middle of it.
No, and you went on the road. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, they've got to take care of business. The future definitely is bright. But look, a lot of people coming off of last year, if they could find a way to get themselves to the tournament, keep the kids on campus engaged from night to night, sell out some of the Big Ten games, get it feeling like we know it can feel down there, and then build off that into next year with a talent pool that really only knows this place. Fewer mercenaries.
And that's the thing that I hate going back to the ball rap, but that's what really frustrates the heck out of me, is looking back to the end of last year when the fan base was totally bought in and the Crab Five and everyone rallied around them, and you got so many local ties and you make your first Sweet 16 in 10 years, and then he leaves in the night.
By the way, Ben, I want to bring you in before we step out. Like, where are you on this? What's your level of optimism in the present and in the future?
I don't have much optimism for this year. I don't think this is a tournament team. I've been saying that for a while. They're just not very good. I don't know what's going on with the Miles Rice situation. Yeah. Maybe we see more tonight, but if he's going to kind of stick to what he's doing with that, you're definitely not making the tournament. And I don't know about the outlook. Like, how long is it going to take him to get them back to come? And also, like, it's been a while since the Gary years where they were always good. Mm-hmm. And then Willard had the roller coaster where he was solid the first year down, and the last year was a fun year. Like, hopefully Buzz can just get them every single year back to that. Because, again, during my life, it's elementary school and that's it. But Maryland, nationally should be a basketball school. We've talked about it time and time again on here. Hopefully Buzz can do that. But I'm really, really hoping, I'm not sure yet, but we'll see how the portal goes. This isn't just to recruit high school kids and take a portal kid here or there. That's not how you win in today's game.
And then, Ben, to your point, that they've made two Sweet 16s since 2004. Like, that's not good.
What did they lose? And it combined, what, 50 they lost by in those? Because Kansas, Perry Ellis in his eighth year ran them off the court.
Yeah. Well, and that was an underachieving year because, what were they, preseason second,
they peaked
third?
In December.
Yeah. Perry Ellis actually just got another year of eligibility.
NIL. Maryland and Wagner tonight at 8, which means pregame coverage begins at 7 right here on 105.7 The Fan. It's been a wild week in the world of college football. Lane Kiffin, it's conference championship game weekend in the world of college football. We'll talk to our buddy Tim Murray from VSiN about it next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids. I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.